cybercrime is touching governments, enterprises, and citizens alike. So the figures we have is that there's about 3.5 billion amount that was lost in supplier revenue due to online fraud. That is just for 1 year in 2012.
That's US dollars.
Yes, it's about customer identities, encrypted passwords that are hacked, credit card information. It could be non-monetary value, but then the identity of people, business information. So, you know, not everybody is reporting on that. The amount that we have is far below than the reality is, in fact.
So we're talking about things like phishing and Trojan horses and all these kind of viruses and things that we hear about and we wonder how they actually affect us. This is how it affects us. And this is what the World Summit on Information Society Forum is trying to get to the bottom of and deal with. And one of the aspects that you're dealing with is cybercrime. And the workshop that you're involved in, or the two workshops on cybercrime that you're involved in, one of the aims is to come up with a document that's going to synthesize or bring together the international best practices on cybercrime. So are you confident that at the end of this forum, this 2015 forum, you're going to have for the tool that you need for the developing countries?
I'm confident that is one step further. This summit on information society is a very important summit because, you know, you get to meet a lot of people and there's a lot of policymakers and business sector as well, representative and NGO and civil society. Again, since it's a global phenomenon that affects everybody, you need to be very concrete. So apart from this declaration, I think the most important for us is to look at concrete means to make sure that we provide developing countries with assistance regarding the implementation of legislation. Because what we have observed, and, you know, that is on the news always on the time, is that, of course, cyber criminals are active in countries where they are lacking a legal framework. We have examples in Nigeria, in India, where, you know, it's not a question only that they don't have any regime in place, because India actually does have, but it's also how do you make sure that those laws are enforced? So in the work UNCTAD in particular is carrying, we can see that there's a terrible need of capacity building in two main categories with regard to cybercrime. Is of course the police. They need to know what to do and how to proceed to the necessary inquiry. And then, of course, the judiciary. How do you prosecute? How do you... Sometimes they're not even aware about the existence of the law. The biggest challenge that we see nowadays is the enforcement part. To be concrete, UNCTAD has done a global mapping of cybercrime laws, which is available online. And what we have observed is that whereas, of course, developed countries are far ahead, like there's 83% of legislation already developed in developed countries and 17 in transition economies, we can see that in Africa, of course, they are lagging behind. I'm saying, of course, because Africa is still trying to make its way with regard to this legal process, whether it affects data protection, which is intimately linked to cybercrime. For Africa, the level of adoption of legislation on cybercrime is only 40%.
Which compares with the developed countries, which you said was
83, and Asia 56, and Latin America 63. You know, the issue basically in developing countries as well, an additional issue is that they are lacking companies in the sector in terms of technical or IT to be able to develop their own local solutions. So that's why we need to bring in an international dimension.
Yes. And at the World Summit, you're going to be putting in place measures whereby you can field test cybercrime fighting tools in selected pilot countries. Do you have any more detail on that and what kind of impact? Do you have anybody on the ground, any projects actually ongoing at the moment which might illustrate this?
That's a project run by the World Bank indeed in cooperation with the Oxford Centre on Cybersecurity, in fact, a global security centre. And they have developed an assessment tool to see in which area the country is lacking specific measure. It could be legal, it could be policy, it could be technical. They have several projects in the field. There's one, for instance, in Bhutan. And at the same time, Bhutan is requesting UNCTAD to help in preparing the legislation based on this assessment. So my point here, it's very crucial that we have this international teamwork in place. We cannot do any more work in isolation like we did in the past. So we need to associate all our mandates, all our efforts, all our resources to be able to help those countries.